Hi, everybody. It's Amanda Palmer. I am so, so excited to announce that my new podcast, The Art of Asking Everything, is launching very, very soon into your ears and your heart. This one has been a really long time in the making. I've spent the last year and change touring all around the world. Until just recently, I wound up here in Aotearoa, New Zealand, in a COVID-induced suspended reality, but that's a totally other story. Touring around the world for a year, interviewing some of the most fascinating, beautiful, and enlightening human beings I could find. Doctors, sex workers, musicians, writers, feminists, comedians, TED speakers, environmentalists, teachers, people of all kinds who were game to sit down with me and answer the big questions about life and love and work. I'm going to talk to one of my very favorite musicians, Laura Jane Grace, who's the singer of Against Me. Her memoir, Tranny, is a super honest, dark, deep dive into being a punk, navigating the major label system, and gender dysphoria, and she's just incredible.
I think when I'm successful in those situations, it's because it's subconscious. Anytime I start to think about what I'm doing, I find that it's usually not good results.
One of the best conversations took place when I was in London touring there, and I talked to Sir Lenny Henry. He is this beloved British comedian, actor, activist, and he just wrote a memoir called Who Am I Again? About his career in television and stage and live comedy after growing up the kid of Jamaican immigrants in London. And the book is about what he learned about race, family, and especially what he learned about using humor as a protective shield against people's hatred.
The work is the structure that gets you through this. You know, you can get through emotional hang-ups, you can get through your mom dying, your dad dying, you know, you can get through moments of not being able to have a kid, suddenly having a kid, because what happens is the work balances it out. And for us, the work is structure.
I also talked to one of my personal heroes, the best-selling memoirist, Elizabeth Lesser, and we discuss her brutally personal memoir, Broken Open, which she wrote in the wake of a very painful divorce. And we talk about what it means to live totally authentically and about how bullshit is everywhere.
It took me a long time to find my voice and to trust my voice.
I had a great discussion with BJ Miller, an expert on death and dying, and about how we are getting it all wrong. And we discuss his new death handbook, A Beginner's Guide to the End.
It's not an easy process to navigate, and people end up, and I see it all the time, just as a person, but also as a physician, people suffering so much more than they need to.
One of my funniest and most on-fire guests was Portland-based musician Storm Large. I talked to her when I was touring through the Northwest. She's the singer of Pink Martini, and she is one of the most unapologetic performers and feminists I have ever met. And we talked about everything under the sun, including the backstory of her memoir, Crazy Enough, which chronicles what it was like growing up with a mentally ill mother.
Your path is gonna be like broken glass and grit from the walls you're gonna have to get through. And then the kids behind you will be like, wow, I didn't know there was a door here. Mm-hmm. There wasn't. You have to go through that wall and find your way. And that's harder, but so much better.
Jamil Zaki is a professor of psychology at Stanford. And he was one of my very first conversations when I kicked off this podcast before leaving on tour. And his book about empathy, The War for Kindness, should, I think, be required reading for all human beings on Earth right now.
If you decide that you want to make a change to your emotional life in the moment or in the long term, you have that power.
And last but not least, another highlight of this first season is Katie Tunstall. She is a Scottish songwriter whose songs you probably know. Suddenly I See, you know that one, even if you don't know her name. And she is a powerhouse queen straight from my own planet.
One of my major pursuits in life is reaching the land of I don't give a fuck what you think of me. I'm gonna do what I do, and this is what I need to do it.
The podcast will be available everywhere, and I will also be blogging up a storm on my Patreon. And I've decided to put the podcast out once a week on Tuesdays and also do a live follow-up conversation with my guest a few days after the episode comes out, given that a lot of these interviews were recorded before COVID happened. And I'll catch up with my guests, see where things are at right now on planet Earth in their lives, wherever they may be. And that live conversation is going to be patron only. My Patreon is very easy to join. It's as little as a dollar a month, and it will support the existence of this podcast without any advertisements, branding, corporate sponsorships, or partners. This is totally my project, made by my team, uncensored, unfiltered, undiluted, and paid for by the 15,000 people who want these conversations to exist in the world. So please join us there. I cannot wait to share these conversations with all of you. So please get your ears and your hearts ready for the art of asking everything.